This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, thanks to that cooler, wetter summer, Michigan mushroom hunters are having themselves a blast with a bumper crop of wild mushrooms. Philip Tedeschi is president of the Michigan Mushroom Hunters Club. Philip, we talked to you last spring about the grape crop of morel mushrooms, and now it's turning into a great fall as well?
Fall has been starting out very good. The summer mushrooms were great. We picked chanterelles and black trumpets and some of my favorite mushrooms that come up then. Right now, the hen of the woods are starting. Hen of the woods is a mushroom that averages about 3 pounds. The ones I pick are typically 1 to 5 pounds. In our club, someone brought in a 42-pounder.
Wait. One mushroom is 42 pounds?
One mushroom. The record for this mushroom comes from Pennsylvania. It's over 100 pounds.
Okay, that's like from Mars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And the one mushroom can be used in so many ways in recipes?
In many ways. It's a nice-tasting mushroom. Very definitely a wild flavor. I'll use it in all sorts of recipes. Chinese stir fries, Thai dishes, Italian food. Very versatile.
Now I understand why my mushroom-loving friend Diana has been posting all kinds of pictures on Facebook showing things she's found. And now I'm getting what you're talking about because it was almost hard to believe that one thing could be one mushroom.
That could be one mushroom.
Well, why has the wild mushroom crop enjoyed this weather so much? What is it that mushrooms love about the wet, cool weather?
Mushrooms are even higher percentage of water than animals. They need the water to grow. I mean, literally. A dry year, we won't see very many mushrooms at all. They're very dependent on the weather, very dependent on the heat conditions, the amount of light, but most dependent on rainfall.
Would you say these past few weeks have been just ideal?
Up until about a week and a half ago when it stopped raining, it has been. Last weekend, we had a couple of hunts and didn't find much of anything. But the rain we had this weekend, it's going to be a great weekend coming up.
Now, what areas of the state, Elp, are seeing the best mushrooms?
I've picked out in Muskegon, Grand Rapids area. I've picked up around Lewiston, and we had a trip to the UP, and everything was great.
That is amazing. And now, how long will these wild mushrooms be here for the picking? Is it till the first frost, or what's the lifespan of this season for you?
Well, it depends on the weather. If we get the rains, we pick up until mid-November, usually. There's one mushroom called mouse's ears that won't even fruit until there's been a hard frost. I picked that mushroom in the snow.
Oh, my goodness. And do they all have somewhat different flavors depending?
Oh, yes.
Oh, very much so, huh?
Very much so.
Okay.
We have one mushroom out there called Chicken of the Woods that actually tastes like chicken and has the consistency of chicken breast. Genus called Hericium actually tastes like shellfish. So the flavors are very vast.
But it is worth mentioning that it's best to go with someone who really, really knows this, what's what, and what's safe and what isn't, someone like
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. About 3,000 species of mushrooms that grow in Michigan, about 10% are edible, about 10% are poisonous. You really have to know the mushrooms before you try eating one.
Well, the best way to probably do that and join the ranks of Michigan's shroomers is to go to one of the events. What do you have coming up?
We have our annual Fungus Fest, which is held in the Proud Lake Recreation Area north of Wixom. We do a 3-day event with a mushroom hunt on Friday, a banquet, and then a talk by one of the greatest mushroom photographers around, a man who's spent his entire life, his entire career, doing nothing but photographing mushrooms. On Saturday, we have a beginner's hunt as well as regular hunts in the morning. We have a hunt in the afternoon. We have a guest speaker who's going to talk about using taste and odor to distinguish the mushrooms. And then we have our annual potluck and a white elephant auction. Sunday, we just have a clean up the site and one last hunt.
And now that's this coming weekend.
That's this coming weekend. It's open to the public. We charge a $20 registration fee for this. That might sound high, but most of the other clubs in the nation charge between $75 and $150 for a weekend like that.
So it seems that Michigan's a very good place to indulge in one's passion for mushrooms.
It is. Our club does more hunts than any other club in the country.
Well, you can learn how to join the ranks of the Michigan Shroomers by going to their website, MichiganMushroomHunters.org. Again, that's MichiganMushroomHunters.org. And we've been talking to Philip Tedeschi, club president. So happy hunting. Good to talk with you, Philip.
Thank you.